I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. World Cup drama today for the United States. The U.S. played Algeria in Pretoria, South Africa. A victory would earn the Americans a ticket to the next round. The U.S. team had lots of chances to seal the deal early, but it had a seemingly legal goal disallowed by the referee, the second time that's happened in as many games. And with time about to run out on the match, the score was still 0-0. The United States was 3 injury time minutes away from elimination. That's when team captain Landon Donovan set up a last-gasp attack on the Algerian goal. A U.S. shot was blocked, but the ball rebounded to Donovan, who hammered it into the net. It was one of the most dramatic moments so far in this World Cup. U.S. soccer fan Thomas Avery from Phoenix was there in Pretoria to take it all in.
Unbelievable. I never give up hope in U.S. games, but once they put up the injury time minutes, I really started thinking about how hard it was to get here and how long I'd been here, and maybe it was all for nothing. But Donovan, just, you know, I don't think I've ever been happier.
Take me back a little bit to that moment. Who was around you in the stands? What were the fans doing? Just describe that moment for us.
Well, I had my roommate here from college, Dan, and he was next to me, and as soon as the ball hit the back of the net, I tried to jump up to the seat behind me. I got hit in the face with a shower of beer, and we've had 2 goals called back this World Cup, so I wasn't quite sure if it actually was going to count. And then I saw the Algerian players just sitting on the ground, just looking crushed, and I knew right then that's when it counted. It was for real, and we were going to move on. It was incredible, though, the atmosphere at the game. Fans stayed for 20 minutes after, just cheering, chanting USA. And the players were great. They came out and clapped us off twice. It was pretty incredible.
And were there a lot of Americans in the stands surrounding you?
And yes. The section they'd allocated to the U.S. fans was absolutely packed. It felt like being at a game in the States, but even more U.S. supporters were there.
And you traveled to South Africa all the way from Phoenix?
That's correct.
Why?
I realized I'd probably never have another opportunity to go to South Africa, and, you know, I'm 24. I don't really have too much tying me down, and I might never get a shot at this, and really glad I came.
What do you think this win means for soccer, for America?
Well, I mean, you got to think that there's some kid out there watching with his parents and, you know, gets really into the game, and suddenly, you know, 91st minute, U.S. wins, everyone's going crazy, and, you know, people could fall in love with soccer with just one game like this could really, you know, turn a whole generation of kids on to soccer that might never ordinarily be exposed to it.
And what do you think it says to the rest of the world about American soccer?
Oh, well, we won the group. We won this group. England was in this group. People really weren't giving us a chance to win it. People thought we might not even get out of it. So I think it says to the world that U.S. soccer is for real.
So, Thomas, any last thoughts?
We're going back to Rustenburg. The U.S. national team has now played twice there. We got a good feeling about this game. I'm really glad I came to South Africa. They put on a great show, and go Team USA.
That's Thomas Avery from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Have fun.
Yeah, thanks.